Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I'm super excited because you know what Monday is. It's another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. And I love this opportunity to be here because we get to honor the presence of the Most High each and every Monday through Friday. We get to step in our greatness. And I'm super excited, y'all, okay? What I love about this Love Journey is that we are super universal. We go back to our old roots. We may do new thought. We may do same thing. We may do anything. But today I had a song in my mind. It took me back to my grandma. And so I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to invite Arlene to meet you. Welcome again to the Love Journey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I had dreams.
You know, when I think about it, I started in the church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant, but I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out here, and by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap set. He was going to set me up because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause because that said, I love you. We all want to be there. Hallelujah. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol, and then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. And one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit, but this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went on for about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan and Rufus, and I worked with Captain and Tennille and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me, but I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back. Hallelujah. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heatwave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know this, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it. So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral, downward spiral. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Hallelujah. No matter what time I went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow our eyes popped open at 8:30. Evidence? And I have to be honest with you. I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joints from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch Dr. Price. And I used to kind of, you know, Dr. Price, you know how I am. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at it, talk about pink come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just see. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crack with and the smoke-free base, and we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. And one night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out, and my head hit the wall. Boom! And I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a praying grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter, Jesus. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as if God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you'll turn me back. I want to come home if you'll take me. And I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away, I'm tired. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Glory.
Wow, I had that on. That song just came on my mind this morning. My grandmother, she was a praying grandmama. And I remember the first time I heard that song, it reminded me of my grandmother. And then she would play the song, Lifting Up the Name of Jesus. You tuned in to the Love Journey this morning, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity to come together in one mind and one collective energy. We're going to invite Arlene Cahet in to do her prayer and meditation. Good morning. Good morning, Arlene. Happy New Year. Happy New You.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you. And good morning, family, and Happy New Year. I do apologize for not being here last week, but apparently Spirit had put me to sleep just before I was supposed to come on the Love Journey, and they wanted me to alter up the prayer and meditation, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And if you're able to, go ahead and close your eyes and take in three cleansing breaths that are coming from your primordial essence. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that's coming from the source of creation. And see it coming down and permeating through the crown of your head. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with source. Feel it come down your head, in your face, golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now feel it come down your face, down your neck and your shoulders. This golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. This golden beam of light brings you into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. Am self-mastery. I am peace. Now see that golden beam of light come down your shoulders, bringing every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the source of creation, bringing every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the divine I am. Feel it come down your arms and your shoulders. Your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your torso, and everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel it come down your arms and your torso, this golden beam of light of yourself is I am divine love. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am the embodiment of joy. I am a lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel it come down through your fingertips and your hips, this golden beam of light. And every energetic aspect of yourself, physical and non-physical, is in complete alignment with the divine I am. Every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel it come down your thighs and your knees and your calves, this golden eagle of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you and every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the divine I am. Every energetic aspect of yourself, physical and non-physical, is brought into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Now feel it come down your calves and your feet to the soles of your feet and see that golden beam of light go down to the center of the earth. Just see it go down through the earth's layers, down to the center of the earth. And everywhere this light touches, bring into alignment with the divine I am. Everything is brought into alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. And allow yourself to stay here for a moment. And every energetic aspect of yourself, physical and non-physical, is brought into complete alignment with the divine I am. Go ahead and inhale. I am whole. I am perfect, am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery, am peace. Now see that golden beam of light make its back way to you. From the center of the earth, see it come through the earth's layers, through the soles of your feet. Up your legs, up to your calves and knees. And allow yourself to ask, what does wholeness feel like to your body? What does wholeness feel like to your energetic body? Does perfectness feel like to your body? What does perfectness feel like to your energetic body? What does completeness feel like to your body? Does completeness feel like to your energetic body? What does joy feel like to your body? What does joy feel like to your energetic body? Lavish abundance feel like to your body? What does lavish abundance feel like to your energetic body? What does self-mastery feel like to your body? What does self-mastery feel like to your energetic body? What does peace feel like to your body? Peace feel like to your energetic body? Now see that golden beam of light come up your thighs and up to your hips. And you are, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Every energetic aspect of yourself is in complete alignment with the divine I am. In the divine I am is I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now feel it, that golden beam of light come up your fingertips and your arms and your torso. And you are, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light come up your arms, in your chest, up to your shoulders. And everywhere are, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am a lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light go up your neck and up your face. And everywhere this light touches is in alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this light touches is the divine I am. Feel it go up your head, up through your crown, and up to the source of creation. Does wholeness feel like to your body? Feel your cells align with wholeness. Feel your energetic body align with wholeness. It is wholeness. This is who you really are. You are whole. What does perfectness feel like to your body? What does it feel like to yourself? Feel that perfectness in your body. You are perfect. You are perfect. Allow your energetic body to resonate in a whole perfectness in your physical body, in your energetic body. What does completeness feel like to your cells, to your body? Feel completeness in your cells, in your energetic body. Every aspect of yourself is complete. You are one with the divine I am, and the divine I am is complete. You are complete. Feel the completeness in every energetic aspect of yourself. Being divine love, feel like to yourself. What does it feel like to your body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Let that feeling of being divine love, anchor into your every cell, into your every body, your energetic body, your physical body. You are divine love. Am divine love. What does joy feel like to your cells, to your body? What does joy feel like to your energetic body? You are I am. You are the embodiment of joy. Just feel joy in your body, in your energetic body. Anchor that in. That is who you really are. What does lavish abundance feel like to yourselves? What does it feel like to your body? Lavish abundance is who you really are. Are divine love. And as being one with divine love, being divine love, everything within the universe is yours. So you are lavish abundance. Feel that in your body. Feel that in your energetic body. Lavish abundance is your birthright. Does self-mastery feel like to yourself? What does it feel like to your body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Being one with the divine I am is self-mastery. You are a master of self. Feel that in your body. What does peace feel like to the cells of your body? What does it feel like to your body? You are peace. Feel it in your energetic body. Feel it in your physical body. You are peace. Now, take that golden beam of light and expand it out through your aura, through your bioenergetic field. See it completely surround you. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now expand that light out through your family and your community, and everywhere this light touches, transforms your family and your community into I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light out through our nation. And our nation is brought into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light out throughout our world. And everywhere this light touches brings the world into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am the embodiment of, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am a lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now, send that golden beam of light and send a pulse out into the universe. Am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Father, Mother God, let the divine I am within us illuminate the world as we operate within the consciousness that you would have us operate in. Humanity and the world leaders are transformed and operate within the consciousness that you would have them operate in. Let everyone see themselves as you see them, stepping into their appointed seat of power, of self-mastery, of wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. There is healing and wholeness in our minds, bodies, and spirits. We declare healing and wholeness to our finances, and money is our servant. We declare healing and wholeness in our relationships as they bring us into full revelation of ourselves. We release what no longer serves us. Fear, dissolve. Doubt is dissolved. Resistance is dissolved. Feelings of undeservedness is dissolved. We feel the absolute knowing that all is well. The illumination of your grace fills us as we step into the dream that you have for us. We surrender to you, God. We embody the wholeness, perfectness, and completeness of the I Am. And if there is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of the Christ, I mean, I say, and so it is.
Amen. All right. Do you want to leave us with anything this morning?
Yes. If anybody is interested in contacting me, they can reach me through Facebook. My name is Arlene Gahet, or they can give me a call at area code 973-885-6930. And if you haven't already, One Love, One Connection, One Us last week debuted me and my beloved King. So if you're interested in listening to that, you can check it out on YouTube under the Family Healing Circle Media. And we were talking about those people who say that they don't need a man, and we are asking the question of whether or not they're crazy. So it was a really good show. So I would like for people to check it out and give me feedback on what they thought of it.
All right. Thank you, Arlene. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day.
You too. Namaste, family.
All right, all right. Good morning, good morning. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. I'm going to see if we got our girl available, the kid, to sing this morning. Ms. Queen Z, are you available? I know you're at work this morning.
Good morning.
Wait, let me put on a song for you. Wait, I got to put on your song, don't I? Living your life like it's golden. Good morning, good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey.
Wait, hold up.
Is today a special day?
Well, I think so. Today I was born.
My birthday.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, my God. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Well, you can't sing on your birthday. Let me see if Jackie or somebody on the phone, they could sing to you or something.
Yes, I most certainly sure can. Jackie is right here.
Let me see if Amir on the line. Let me see if Amir is on the phone.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Good morning, family. Today is Queen Z's birthday. She came to slay. Yes, she did this morning. Good morning. As we get ready to sing our song, go ahead, Jackie, and lead us. I got Amir's line open, too, if he want to speak and sing. Let's sing our beautiful love song, because you know what? I remember the day, Jackie, that she brought that song to me. I was like, well, let's just sing it on a prayer line. She's like, no, I can't sing. Oh, my God. And if you just know how many times this song, people have called me to say it's Bless Their Soul. I remember Carla saying, I sing it in the shower. Nikki even sing the song. People just sing this song to remind themselves how important it is to love ourselves. And our own Queen Z brought that song to us. So I'm going to let Jackie, because you can't sing. I got to have Jackie start us off. Come on, Jackie, let's do it. And we dedicated this song to our Queen Z.
Yes. Good God, morning, my beautiful Jamaican queen. If I just may add that this Lady Love, you have the love journey, but this song right here is such a powerful song. It's a song of love for self and one another. And I tell you, I do not go a day without singing the song. And I actually have people who will call me and ask me or text me, can you please sing the love song? You know, it's a powerful song, very powerful. So, family, let's do what we do. Let's unmute our phones and let's sing to our beautiful queen. Her birthday is today, and we're going to shower her with this love song. We plant that seed that we have within inside of us, and we're going to let it blossom and grow as we shower our beautiful queen. So come on, family, let's unmute our phones, and let's do it on the count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes, I love myself so much.
So much. To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4 or press star to return to the conference. To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4 or press star to return to the conference. To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4 or press star to return to the conference. Muted.
Happy birthday.
Unmuted.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Oh my
Happy
God,
birthday,
thank you so much.
Woo! Yes, yes.
Oh,
well,
beautiful.
Thank
you, Jackie. Thank you,
honor.
All of you.
We're going to take this time to honor you, Z. So whoever want to start off, Jackie, you can go ahead.
Yes, 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 my beautiful traveling partner. I love you so, so, so much. You know, when I think of love, you know, if you look in the dictionary and there's going to be a picture of you right there by the word love.
That's
exactly who you are. You are love, and I love the way you love. You inspire me to love myself even more. And when I'm loving myself even more, I'm able to love people even more who's in my space. I thank you for being the beautiful person that you are. I thank you for your forgiveness. That's powerful too, being forgiven of self first. Being forgiven of self first. You've teaching me so much. Just you being who you are, you showing up each and every day. You are a walking embodiment of love, forgiveness, life. And I am so thankful and so grateful that I get to have a piece of you each and every day, even just in my thoughts. You know, when we first met, I mean, we left in an hour, 2 hours away from each other, and we decided to meet each other when we went to Chicago. No, that's not happening. We're going to meet each other before Chicago. So I am just so thankful and grateful, Z, and I'm thankful and grateful for your journey because it's your journey that has gotten you to where you are now. And I just thank you for your love, for your inspiration, for your encouragement, for all in who you are. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you, Queen Jackie, my traveling partner. Thank you so much. God bless you. And it's been my honor and my privilege and my pleasure that God brought us together. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you, and can you let us just honor you? Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I accept the defeat.
Good morning, Z. Happy birthday. This is your Chicago sister waiting on your return, girl. Your greatness is still being felt here. We love you, and we just bless you on your day. Thanks for being such a wonderful person in my life. Love you, girl. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Claudette. I love you.
What's such an appropriate day on the Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, you know? I started to play the Lifestyle and the Rich Famous song because when I think about you, I think about all your travels and how you, because I can so identify being a little girl watching the Lifestyle of the Rich and the Famous.
and remember, oh, I'm going to travel the world and I'm going to have all these experiences. And I think about your experience to West Palm Beach and your experiences to Jamaica and your experiences to the Bahamas and all of your travels around the world. And even though you may didn't have the physical manifestation of some of those things that we think rich, you had such a lifestyle that was rich and amazing. And maybe you're not so famous as others, but you're famous in our world, and the things that you've done touch our soul, your experiences, your book, the words that you wrote. I mean, how many people would have the courage to do some of the things that you've done and take a chance and a risk? I tell you, your life, your book, your words, they inspire me to be more, to do more, to stand in my own greatness, to stand in my own light. And so I just want to thank you for having the courage to share your words, to share your book, to share your experiences, because there are some powerful experiences. That's how you ended up at the Hippocratic Health Center. You know how many people I know, like, wish they could be there? Oh, my God. West Palm Beach, the beautiful place where our friend, how you just got up one day after meeting me on the phone and said, I'm going to go to West Palm Beach, the courage, the risk, and nobody else did it, but you did. Happy birthday, sis.
Oh, bless your heart, bless your heart, and thank you for blessing my heart. Thank you, Janine. I love you. You know I want to say more, but I'm accepting and receiving. I'm accepting and receiving. Thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you so much, so much. Thank you.
So two things I want to say in the words of Meryl Streep. She said, live out loud. Live our life out loud. And that's what you are doing. And you took your pain and massively turned it into art. That's what you're doing with your life. Keep shining, sis. Happy birthday.
Amen. I say. And I do want to say thank you real quick, Janine, for playing Helen Baylor this morning. I sent you a message that said, you know, I have ever since I heard that song, it has been a powerful impact because it just talked to me about my story. I'm like, gosh, she's lived my life. I lived her life. You know, I just thank you so much for bringing that back because I had not heard that song in so long. And this was such a beautiful testament to be played on this day of my life. And so I'm just going to say thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. I had a praying grandmother was a song that just touched my heart and reminded me of my grandmother. And this morning I just had her in my heart. And I just said, I'm playing to Helen Baylor this morning. I had a praying grandmother.
Yes, yes, yes. And I did too. And you know, sometimes when our loved ones even have gone on, I know all the times that she was on her knees before God for me, even before I was going through all that. I know it was them prayers that got me through. And my mama, and so, you know, and prayer just resonates in my Holy Spirit. So thank you. I love you so much. Appreciate you. I appreciate you, all my Love Journey family. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. And I am living the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else want to make a comment to Ms. Z? You can open up the line. Everybody's line except two lines are open that wants to be open on Blog Talk. So, Rosa, your line.
Oh, really?
And Emilia. Yes.
Good morning. I am Rosa J. Z, it's your birthday, girl. Thank God we made it, huh? I am so grateful for you. Ricky, you are committed to doing better, being better, enjoying life. I love you so much. I appreciate you beyond compare. And it wasn't an accident when I met you. It was planned. You know, you have those people that you know you've been traveling together for a long time, and many lifetimes. And we just edify each other. We bring each other up. We ask questions. We share our lives. And I am grateful for you, my sister. When you call me and I see Zakiya Lana, I'll be like, oh, let me answer that. I know you are going to add to my life, girl. I just love you so much. Words cannot express, only feeling. So I hope that you feel the love that I feel for you. And may you have a glorious month, year. May this be the best year ever for you. And thank you for your book.
Hallelujah.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You, my beautiful sister Rosa J. I appreciate you, girl. I appreciate you. And I know we've traveled many lifetimes.
All
thank
right.
So
we got
much.
West Palm
thank
Beach in the
you.
House. We got West
love
Palm
you.
Beach trying to talk. Come on, West
happy
Palm Beach.
Happy birthday to you. you can't go wrong when there's a king wanting to express the love that he knows about you. But Zakiya, Lana, you, by divine design, graced my life and gave me the greatest gift of your presence, one I will always cherish from the heavens to come and beyond. I love you so much. And today being the day of your celebration and existence is a perfect day. Irregardless of how it feels to the temperature outside, it's a perfect day. I love you, Zakiya, Amita, Lana. You are amazing, and I'm so grateful to be amongst those that know the love that you give them. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Mm-mm. Can't wait till you come down to, to my side of the snowstorm. Can't wait. That was so amazing to have you standing at the seashore beside me singing, I love myself so much. So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love me so much.
So much.
And you can keep on loving me. Yes, that song will never depart the heavens because of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
That was Amir J. Otto Price, West Palm Beach. Wow, what a
thank
global.
Thank you so much, my beautiful brother. I love you.
Bye. What's so amazing
good
about
morning.
Our community is global. Good morning, supernova star.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to come on the line to wish my beautiful sister, my prayer partner. That's a praying woman right there, y'all. Y'all know that. We've been praying with each other for the past, gosh, I think it's been a year, Z. Has it been a year?
Yes, I believe it has been. Wow, how beautiful, huh? Every day.
I don't care where we are in the world. I could be in Houston, Texas. I could be in, I don't even know. I could be wherever it is. She could be wherever she goes. And she could be in the car traveling. I could be in the car traveling. And we will call each other and pray. And you have enriched my life. You have enriched my life. You have taught me what love looks like, what love is, what compassion is, what it looks like, and I am blessed to know you, to have you in my life, and you make me a better person. You make me want to be a better woman, a better servant of God, and I'm just so honored to know you, and I hope you enjoy your day today. Just enjoy whatever you can do for yourself today. I hope that you are able to go to the movies.
Yes. Yes.
And see whatever it is that you want to see. I think you saw Fences already, right?
I did, but I think I want to go see Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures, right.
Yeah. So, I think I'm going to go to one of them movies where you can sit down and have a drink, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. All right. I love you. Happy birthday. Good morning, Lady Love. I love you, too.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I love you as well. Peace. Thank you for your voice and lending your voice this morning. That was Khadija Ali, in case you did not recognize the voice. That's the evolutionary woman right there, baby. She shuts it down every Monday and Thursday on Evolutionary Woman Show. And you can go to iTunes and catch her podcast. Evolutionary Woman. That's Khadija Ali. Unwelcome Committee book. And she got a new book coming soon, family. Yes, yes. We're doing it. Thank you, Khadija. All right. Anybody else?
This is Just King. I just hope that
Just King? Who is this beautiful, beloved? Wait, did your woman just say, am I beloved? Did she rock it out this morning?
Yes.
Said, my beloved. King, you own, baby. You are own, honey. By love.
Thank you. Just wanted to give Zakiya such love for today, because getting to know her is a blessing in and of itself, and we've only just begun. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Zakiya.
Oh, thank you, King. Thank you so much. And yes, you are right. We have only just begun. I appreciate you. And I just want to say, I know I'm not supposed to say anything, but you and Arlene are so just divinely cute. I mean, you just be cute together. Y'all rock that show Thursday night, and I'm looking forward to you doing more shows together, because you just tickle me, but your message is always so profound. So thank you, and thank you for being in my life. I appreciate you both. Love you.
No,
I can't not say anything, Janine. I'm sorry. I got to say something.
God bless. That was your sister that told you couldn't talk. She said, receive, because she knew how you was.
Oh, my God.
So it was funny. I started to put together, different questions and think of things to give people who could answer them, like, what's Z's favorite color? What's Z's favorite drink? You should see all these questions I got on here. Start to play a game.
I don't know if anybody knows that much about me.
I know, that's what I thought. Well, we know your favorite color is
red.
And I put the drink as Ménage à Trois.
Ménage à Trois.
Girl, all right. And I got introduced, well, in Chicago. I had some here, but my beautiful friend and brother Brenton blessed me when I came to Chicago with a bottle of Ménage à Trois. So thank you, brother Brenton. I will always keep that close to my heart. Whenever I come back, he always knows what my drink gonna be. Yes.
Well, I know everybody knows her favorite island, her favorite place to go. Let's see who wants to answer that question.
Florida.
Not right.
Jamaica, island.
Jamaica. Come back to Jamaica. Come back to the home.
My life screams Jamaica. Yes. Thank you, God. Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all making my day this morning. I appreciate you. What a wonderful way to start your day, just having love poured out into your life. I mean, but what else would you expect from the love experience here at the Love Journey? Thank you, Lady Love. I appreciate you, all of you family. Those of you who haven't spoken, I just know it's in your heart, and I just want to say I love you so much, every single one. Thank you so much. God bless you, and peace and blessings. Namaste and one love. And Janine, you know you can always rock my one love song with Bob Marley. That is always one of my favorites. So peace and blessings.
Lady Love, did Zakiya just shut the show down for you?
I think so. I think she, when she hears that word,
she has to take over.
I guess she said it's okay.
No, but you know what? You know, I am at work. That's the only reason why I'm just kind of have to move forward, because I am at work and I got a lot of stuff I got to do before I got to get out of here. But,
that's right.
Oh,
and I know she at work. I know she at work. Y'all know when you be in the club. Now, this is going to take you way back, maybe some, you know, back in the day when the club used to go, "It's over now." Remember they used to play that song? And then you see the older ladies, well, at least I was in the club when I was way too young to be in there, 16, and the older ladies used to be drinking, and they used to do this dance where they turn their body. "It's over now. You got to go. You got to get out of here. You ain't got to go home." The kids say, "You got to go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here, huh, y'all? It's over now." With the kids.
But listen, I will be listening. I'm going to be on mute, but I'll be listening. So my heart is still here with you all. I love
it's at the top of the hour anyway. We're not going to hold you long. But I just want to remind you that I pray that all your caviar dreams and your champagne wishes will be poured upon your life even more than you can ever think and ask or imagine. May you continue to embody the lifestyle of the rich and the famous.
And I accept and receive that. Yes, yes, yes. I am living my champagne life. Oh, toast it up. Oh, we got that one, Janine. Oh, my God. You know I love that song. Toast it up. Yes, yes. I'll be toasting it up, family. Toasting up my life. Toasting up your love. Yes, thank you, God. And thank God for all of us, each and every one.
Toast it up.
Okay.
You talking about champagne life, baby?
Champagne life, boo-boo.
I got them all. It's just that all of them not uploaded, but I'll upload
about
that time we get out.
Like it's golden.
I got that on here, too. That one's already uploaded.
Yeah.
So while you getting ready to get out of here, we're going to, I just want to say that, Zaki, I remember the day I first met you. I remember the day that you came to Chicago. Now, I had been talking to you on the phone many times before you had came to Chicago and I had the opportunity to meet you. I remember, I did not know, I tell you. So I'm standing, you know, I got almost, always have on these 6-inch stiletto heels, right? And so this lady walks up to me and she comes up and she like, she not even halfway my body. And just that cutest, oh my God, and most beautiful smile. I just never will forget that. She said, "You must be Janine Ann Ingram." I said, "You must be Zakiya Lana." I will never forget that day.
Oh, my God. Yes, that was a beautiful day to see your beautiful face in person, to hug you. Oh, my God, that was a blessing to my life. And I didn't know about the stilettos, but I said, and Janine can work them stilettos, Sammy, if you've never seen it. She just amazes me. Absolutely amazing. But thank you so much. Yes, that was a blessing. Continue to be a blessing in my life, my queen.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. It's been, you know, you just never know how fast time flies. You know, I'm just want to stop and just say thank you all. This is almost 9 years. We're going to be going into our ninth sunrise service, and it is all because of you all. All because of you all, because it's been many days where I wanted to say, "Whoo, I'm through with that line." Oh, wow. This is a blessing. And Z, you are one of my wings beneath my wings. I got to tell you, sometimes I wanted to say, and you would call and say, "Blah, blah, blah, girl," and blah, blah, blah. So thank you for being such a blessing to our life here at the Love Journey. You've touched so many people's lives, so many people's lives.
If you're a guy over 40,
I tell you,
you need to avoid doing any type of cardio.
You don't even know how you touch people's lives. Girl, I tell you. All right. So I just want to remind you, we have a special, amazing wonderful guest speaker tomorrow. He wrote a book called How to Manifest with Your Archangels. This man is an amazing gift to the planet. And I tell you, what he get through with us tomorrow, I mean, he, when you hear his story, it's amazing how he's had encounters with the archangels, how he's had encounter with Jesus, the Christ presence. And I remember just reading his book. I haven't got through with it yet, but one of the things that really touched me in his book is that when you really get an encounter or feel the presence of the Most High, it's something more. The only way I can ever describe it is it's like an even more powerful than an orgasm. That's the best I can describe it, family. And so when I read his story, it's so warm to hear how he's had these amazing experiences in his life. I said, how you get to have those many experiences in one life? And so, family, I want you to hear it tomorrow. He's going to talk about healing, talk about manifesting. Because one of the things that I think is important in our community is that we have come to a place in our life where we work on being spiritual, but we forget that spiritual encompasses everything, abundance, everything in our life. So manifesting is one of those things that I think is important that we also understand when we bring in up the consciousness. I was watching a post that Ken Brinsbaum posted, and he said, why are conscious people or awakened people broke? Why are spiritual people broke? And so that's the thing that I want to dispel in our community. As we move into 2017 in a year of opulence and abundance, I want us to dispel the idea that we have to be broke. Releasing these limiting beliefs. And he talks to us about how to speak to the angels, how to speak to our consciousness, so that we can release those limited beliefs, those blueprints that's taught us how to live in lack, those blueprints that's taught us how to be sick, those blueprints that's taught us how to live in things that is not true to the nature of who we came to the planet to be, which is truly abundant, but somehow we lost our way. So I'm super excited about having him come on tomorrow. I want you to invite a guest, bring him and hear his lessons. The world of archangels and manifesting. The main archangels that he said that walk with him the most is Uriel. His favorite is Saint Germain, Ascended Master. But I tell you, it's some powerful stuff going on in this universe. It's some powerful tools. And as we walk 2017 and live our life out loud, it's important that we take these tools with us. And we use these tools and become and embody the oneness of these tools so that when somebody says, conscious people, how they broke, you all can look and be the walking embodiment of what it means to be prosperous, abundant, and a true example of the manifestations and the expression of our individualized energy of who we came to the planet to express, no matter how you name it. You know, this great spirit is known by many names, but no matter how we name it, we are one, we are one, we are one. No matter what we do, we are one. Oh, all right, y'all, a little maze coming out of me, but we are one. And so today, as we move through this day, there is only one cause, one mind, one source. I am. And see, the source created you. It created me out of itself in order to express itself through each and every one of us. The source being pure mind and action. And we are the mind of God in expression, the mind of source in action, the mind of source in expression. We are individual lives of the infinite mind. And everything we will ever need, want, and desire are already within our own consciousness, within us. That millionaire idea is already inside of you. That billionaire idea is already inside of you. That new million New York Times best-selling book is already there. But we have to learn how to activate the forces that are within us and learn how to activate them fully and call it forth. So in this day, as I think about Rogue One, this new Star Wars movie, the one thing that he said that I will always take away, I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me, always with me. I am one with the Force, and the Force is always with me. We are one with the Force, family. I remember our first set of T-shirts years ago. They had the G-Force on them. And they were, and they sold out the God Force. That was when we were the Source Prayer Line, the God Force. And they, everybody loved those T-shirts. We couldn't even keep those T-shirts in at the Sunrise Service, the God Force. We are the Force, family. We are one with that Force. We are the Force, and it's time to embody that Force, that expression. It's time to live our life out loud. Stand in our purpose. Allow the champion to shine. Family, there's no more slacking, no more procrastination. We got to do it. It's time to shake it up, because this, the universe is shaking us to awaken us. If you're not experiencing the life you want, if you're still experiencing lack, dis-ease, discomfort in any kind of way, it's important that we learn how to speak to ourselves. It's time to cleanse and clear those emotions that are set up inside of us that reminds us of anything other than the truth. You are whole, perfect, complete, abundant. You are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest gift to the planet. Because every time I think about the opportunity of God's love, I think about when God said, let me fashion beautiful people. And God said, let me take part of myself and then send it to the planet. And I imagine that whenever God thinks of us or see us, it's just there with pride and full of enthusiasm because of all the things God created on the planet. When you look at the beautiful flowers, the trees, the ocean, sunrise, and sunset, nothing is more magnificent than this. Because you are God's greatest miracle. So today, family, walk in your authority. Walk in your mastery. Walk in your dominion. Because you are God's greatest gift to the planet. When God created you, God took yourself, sent it to the planet. And let me fill you with all these beautiful gifts and talents. And let me hide it right there in their heart. So when they seek themselves, they can seek me. When they seek who they are, they will find me. When they seek all of their own goodness, they will know me. It don't matter if you read the Quran, the Torah, the Hindu Bible, whatever, King James, it doesn't matter. The one thing that's common throughout the all is this: there's nothing better than love. And when you begin to search and seek the love within, you seek and become the master the gods and goddesses that you came to the planet. In my journey to loving me, the one thing that I never knew, the caveat of it, I thought, ooh, if I could just learn to love me, ooh, I'm not going to go through this pain with relationships no more. Baby, when I filled my presence with love, I never knew the experience with the universe was going to be totally different. When I became one with love, love showed up in a mighty way that I can't even put in words. It's indescribable. The warmth, the lessening need for anything outside yourself. Because you're so filled by the spirit of your own love that all you want to do is just share it. And anything that comes back to you is just gravy. Because you never need nothing outside yourself. You never hunger for anything outside yourself. You never have a thirst for nothing outside yourself. Because you're so filled with the presence of your own love. That you are the walking embodiment of God, Goddess on the planet. And when they say you become a peculiar person, people see your light. And they know you by your name, love. And so today, family, I want to remind you, you are love. You are love. All right, family, that's it for today. I just want to say today we will have a special guest tomorrow. I'm hoping that you can come, make it, invite a friend. His name is Safian. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, so y'all pray for me when he gets on here tomorrow. I might say, sir, I don't know how to do your name, so I'm going to let you introduce yourself. But I tell you, he is a magnificent gift to the planet. I'm super excited to read his book. I've been listening to his meditation, and I think he's going to be a great enhancer to our lives. Again, I want to wish you, Z, a very happy, amazing, abundant-filled birthday. And may you be filled with love, joy, happiness, success, and lots of caviar dreams and champagne wishes. All right, family, anybody, I also want to remind you to check it out. Don't forget to tune in to our sister, Meditate Till You Levitate. Yes, yes, yes. Every single day she is meditating till you levitate. Go to her page, like her page. And just that girl doing it. She's doing it over there. Today she's also going to be on her own show. Check out her page. Just go to Rosa J. Hodge. Check her out. Yes, yes, yes. Today is Evolutionary Woman. I think it's every Monday and Thursday. Go to Evolutionary Woman page. And Khadija Ali, love her. Get sent us some love. And like her page. And go to the iTunes and check out some of her past podcasts. Yes, yes, yes. And don't forget, our very own Carla LaVoe Hawkins. I'm sure they got some coming up. We're going to find out soon. We're going to have to ask her to send her what we got going on at the Spa Theater. But she has her own Manifestation Destination prayer line every Sunday at 7 o'clock Central. Yes, 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 family. So you don't want to forget to tune in to that. Carla, were you wanting to say something?
I just wanted to chime in to say, happy birthday, Z. My Jamaica mama, I love you so very much. Happy birthday. Have a very, very blessed birthday. Love you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, Carla. My Jamaica sister, thank you. I love you.
Yama.
Yama. Yama. Bless All you right. so much.
All right, so before you go, Z, can you tell us how to get your book? And wouldn't that be a nice birthday gift? Would you like that for a birthday gift if people would purchase your book today?
Oh, my God, that would just bless my soul to be able to go up on Amazon.com and see people buy my book and writing reviews. So, family, just take a minute and bless yourself and bless me, too. Amazon.com, you can just put in the search bar Jamaica A Memoir, Jamaica A Memoir of Miracles, Manifestations, Love, and by Zakiya Amida. And you will get a copy for yourself. And hey, if you want to get a copy for a family member or friend, thank you so much. God bless you.
You can also go to my author page, Author Zakiya Amida. Author Zakiya Amida. There's a link there that you can get up on Facebook, or you can go to my website, which is JamaicaMemoir.com. JamaicaMemoir.com. Push the button, and my publishing company, CreateSpace, will send you a copy. And family, I really do appreciate those who have supported me, the feedback that I have received, and I really do want to hear more of, you know, what inspired you in the book? What did you receive from the book, from my story, from me sharing my journey? So thank you, and I love you all. Thank you, Jamie, for allowing me the opportunity to ask the family for their love and support. God bless you.
All right, all right. Okay, family, we're about to get out of here. I want to remind you that your life truly is a gift from God. Remember, you are God's greatest miracle. And as I remind you today of those things, remember, what you do with your life truly is a gift back. Remember to choose love, family, because there's no other choice than love. And I want to remind you, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And in the words of Meryl Streep, she said, what? I came to live my life out loud. Y'all know I'm still in that. I came to live my life out loud. Family, let's live our life out loud. This, you've been tuned in to The Love Journey, and right here on The Love Journey, we got Neo.
Yes.
Champagne Life, baby. You even
it's
clapped
a beautiful
it.
Day.
Even your clap sexy.
It's going to be a beautiful
champagne
night.
Life.
Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that.
And all the
ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
I make this look easy.
that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Set it for my feet.
Great day, family. Have a champagne life. I'm in the words of Robin Leach in The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. May you have caviar dreams and champagne wishes, and may they all come true. I'm looking forward to opulence and abundance. 2017, that's it for us this year. Nothing but money, joy, happiness, success, love, relationships. I'm going to weddings this year. Somebody getting married this year. I know I'm foreseeing it in my mind. I see it. Somebody renewing their vows this year. All right, family. See you tomorrow. Love, Johnny. Have fun.